You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, what a day. Phil's made a big old move. Really big move. And, of course, they could still make more today. That's what Dave Dombrowski's rep was before he got here. Now, he got here and did a lot more tinkering around the edges when it came to trades. But, boy, oh, boy, he went in yesterday and acquired a heck of a pitcher with Duran, the closer from the Minnesota Twins, who is now the closer for the Phils. All right, good morning to you. As we broadcast from McGurk's, we're at the McGurk's in Horsham. We've been at other McGurk's at times through the years, but we love the McGurk's in Horsham when we are here. We're always here on a big day, maybe a big Eagles-Birds Town Hall kind of day or a Phillies trade deadline day. Well, it's trade deadline day, 6 o'clock tonight, so 11 hours for that trade deadline. Be tuned all day. We'll keep you up to date, including Seltzer on the update desk and the breaking news desk. And, of course, your chance to weigh in, 215-592-9494. And, James, we love when Ben Davis and Ruben Amaro weigh in.
That's right. Ruben Amaro and Ben Davis in studio are brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
Well, we do, and we will. Ben, you pumped up, bud?
Fired up. I mean, fired up and then some. This is a big day. This is a really big day, and this was a huge deal for the Phillies. I'm trying to think about where this team can go with a legitimate closer. And I think the sky's the limit.
Well, I can tell you where they can go. They can go to Broad Street for a parade. Yeah, doesn't right mean they will, but they can. The job became a lot easier last night. I'm not saying it's easy, Ben. I want to be very clear. But it became easier because with what – you know, you think about what the bullpen was, and now you see a scenario where you can paint a picture that the bullpen in October can look like Duran, Kirkering, and Strom. I'm going back order here. Duran, Kirkering, Strom, David Robertson, probably Lizardo or Nola, probably Painter, probably Tanner Banks. Ben, that's a completely different bullpen.
Yeah, it is, and a legitimate one at that. I don't know if Painter and Nola are going to go there. But
I don't think Nola will. I think Lizardo and Painter will.
We'll see.
All right, Rube, your thoughts on the trade. You've made many of these. This was a big one. Phils gave up a lot. They got a lot. What do you make of it?
I think it's huge, and I think it also will tell you that the Phillies are all in. And I've been talking about that a lot for a while now, and I think they realize where the window is. And it's pretty clear in my mind that these guys are all in to win. And I think that was the thought process in the beginning of the season. I think it's the thought process during the course of this season, and they're showing it with the actions that they're taking. They gave up a lot, but you got to give up a lot to get a lot, and they got the best closer available. And when you do that, you're giving your team a chance to win a World Series.
For sure.
And that's a thing of beauty.
Ruben, you gave up. I'm sorry, John.
Ruben, this is a distinctive difference between the other relievers who we've seen as Phillies fans over the last decade. Like, this is a different species of closer, correct? Like, the real closer, the guy who can really put a bow on it every single time, every single night.
And I think, and And he's not going to be perfect. You kind of hope that he's perfect through the end of the year, but this is a guy that that gives you a chance to be perfect all the way through the end of the season because of his stuff. And he's been there and done it, and his save percentage is also one of the best in history. So, you know, wow. You got to love a guy that that has been there and done it. Now, I've been talking about this a lot. You know, it's different to pitch in the Northeast, but this guy has pitched in the tight. Well, I call it in the tight, meaning he's pitched in games that are meaningful in playoff games. And I've talked to some scouts from the Phillies about this since the trade, and they said, yeah. When he got an opportunity to pitch in the playoffs a couple of times, he was as dominant in those playoff situations as he was
important.
You know, during the year. And that is huge.
That's called tight.
Rube, you've traded a lot of prospects, obviously, when you acquired a lot of great players back in, you know, 9, 10, 11. Tyeed. That one hurts more than Abel, right? Like, the audience is more familiar with Abel. We've seen him. He had some really good starts. And
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In a couple of limited starts. But Tyeed, the higher prospect that's harder to give up, correct?
Yeah, Tyeed reminds me of the guy that I gave up for Doc in Travis d'Arnaud. I mean, d'Arnaud, he's a guy that I wanted to I tried to trade back for him the next year. And I talked to Alex Anthopoulos about trying to get him back. But hey, you got to give up. You know, you're getting a legitimate major league player who's performed. And that's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I give up any prospect, almost any prospect, for guys who are performing, especially at this level, and the fact that they've got him under control. So this sort of reminds me of some of the deals that we made, because sure, every single deal that we made, and we gave up a lot, not too many of those guys backfired on us, but you gave up a lot because you had this guy under control.
Absolutely.
That's the big deal.
All right, from McGurk's in Horsham, your chance to weigh in. Now, reminder, it's trade deadline day today, so we got a lot to react to, but also to preview, with the deadline now a little under 11 hours away. Radio station will be broadcasting here through 6 p.m., so that includes Joe and Hugh's show, that includes Spike, Ike, and the O Show. Be listening over the next 11 hours as we lead you up as a radio station to the 6 p.m. deadline today. All right, JL is with us right now, calling from West Philly. Good morning, JL.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Good, buddy. Pumped up, JL.
I can't call it. I just got a couple questions because I'm a little confused. I like the trade and all, but don't we have to be in a closed situation to need a closer?
Well, yeah, that's one way of looking at it. But with this starting rotation, I mean, they are in it quite a bit, JL. They're, you know, a little over 10 games above 500. They're a good team trying to become a great team.
So how about last night in the seventh inning? Would that have been considered a closing situation?
No.
No.
Last night, didn't it feel like we were holding back
but
a bit?
There also, they moved to Joe's point that he said there. Is it moves guys up. The fact that you have Durant in the ninth, then you can use Strom in the seventh or Kirkring in the seventh or whatever these guys that you're not hanging on to for later, and thus you don't get yourself into those situations where guys who aren't good enough are pitching in those spots.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
yes, it will help. Like, yes, you need to be winning to close, but having a closer will help the entire bullpen and help you have leads at the end of games.
Exactly. Now, look, we also hope they hit better, JL. I mean, to be clear, they didn't hit well last night. I mean,
my next point. Like, don't we got the top five payroll in the league and they need help? I'm confused.
Well, you're right.
What a fun call.
Listen. I mean, JL, you're not wrong. They got
to
hit better.
We are going
JL, if this
help.
Team doesn't hit better, they're not going to win the World Series. Point blank, period.
I agree.
They have to hit better. Now, one guy can come in here and help them, but the guys that are already here have to hit better for this team to win the World Series. All right, JL, give me a great answer. A closing to a movie. A great ending closing to a movie.
Scarface.
Oh, yeah.
Scarface is a banger. Is that the last scene? I mean, James,
Scarface is on my list to go back to. It's been like 20-plus years.
Sucks are really overcomplicating this scene. It has to be the definitive last scene.
Well, you're the literalist. Are you kidding me? You're always the one
talking about closers, Joe. Closers are the end.
We're asking for the closing scene of a movie. Oh, but it couldn't be the scene before the closing scene.
All right, Rhea, here's my question to you. Do you know off the top of your head when Pacino dies in Scarface, is that the definitive final scene? Because I don't know.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Well, that's my point. That's where his butthead seltzer is being a freaking butthead today.
Mr. Literalist. Mr. Every word has to be precise.
I mean, I know he dies in the last 2 minutes.
For real,
they flash out to the sky.
You
say,
are the one
hey,
who
sky,
always does this.
Hey, Sky,
this
Scarface just
thing.
Died. He just died. I don't know.
So not closing. So seeing it close to an end of the movie.
I mean, I'm
got
just saying. Cool. I mean, it makes it easier. 2-1. I mean, you got to get the second out to get the third
ending.
Out. 2-1-5-5-9-2-9-4-9-4.
The second out is not the closing.
Mr. Literalist.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. From the
Meat Kettle.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.